God. Grace is a divine escalator that elevates you from nothing, then you become something. Remove grace from me as God's servant, then I'm a mere person without anything. It is the grace that makes me what I am. So wherever you are, I want you to know that grace is very important. What is grace? Grace is God's ability in man's inability. Grace is God's ability that shows up when you are very weak. And that's what God told Apostle Paul, that I am what I am by the grace of God. You are not what you are because of a human connectivities. You see, you can get to a place whereby people you trust can disappoint you. People you treasure can let you down. They can betray you. Your close friends can turn up against you. And that's why you need to appreciate that when you are feeling you've come to a very end, you need the grace of God. Grace, they say, is God in the race. Grace is God in the race, meaning your race is determined by the force at work inside of your life. And that's what I'm calling grace this morning. So grace, it is the grace of God that made Jesus leave the throne of grace, the throne of God, coming down to the human race. Remember, we had fallen through the Adamic sin, but grace brought Jesus. Although he was God, he took the form of a human being, taking our place. Therefore, that's why Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 21, he who knew no sin became sin for us. And that's what you call grace. Grace means that I am to die, but someone else takes my place and dies on my behalf. And therefore, you need this, what you need grace. Grace will make you achieve your dreams with a lot of ease. Grace is that ability that makes you make news without making noise. This is the grace of God that makes you change levels without lobbying around, without bribing around. It is the grace of God that makes you likable. People like your association. People like what you're doing. Maybe you are there, you are a business person, you are a career person, and nothing seems to be working. One of the things you need, and the ultimate thing you need, is the grace of God. Now listen, we have three dimensions of grace. We have what I call grace within, grace upon, and grace around. You might be wondering, what are those? Grace within is what you call the saving grace. The one that you cannot be born again. You cannot get saved without the grace. So that's what I call the grace within. Now, this grace within is the one that makes you have that assurance of God. Although you've never seen him, although you've never seen heaven, but there's a deep assurance on the inside of you that, yes, I am a child of God, I'm a new creation, I am forgiven, the old is gone, I'm a new creature. The grace within. Now, the grace upon is what I call favor. The grace upon is what I call favor. And let me tell something. You need God's favor. Favor is the smile of God upon human affairs. Favor is divine approval. Favor is what gives you what you don't deserve. Favor is what I call divine elevator. You need the favor of God upon your life. Listen to me. People can stop you when you're on your way, but no one can have an opportunity to say no to you when the favor of God is upon your life. And that's what the Bible says. So it says in Psalm 44, verse number 3, it says they did not get the land in their possession by their own ability or by their own sword, but they got it because of the favor of God that was upon them. And as I'm talking to you right now, I see the favor of God coming upon your life. Favor that will give you what you've not qualified. Favor will link you to places you've never imagined. Favor is not fair because life is not fair. Let me say it again. Favor is not fair because life is not fair. And that's why you need favor to deal with the unfairness of life. When you've come to your very end and something you require in order to acquire what you aspire before you retire is what I call favor. Favor is very key upon your life. And that's what I call the favor of God upon your life. So there is favor within, there is favor upon. And lastly, there is what I call favor around. Favor around is what I call the glory of God. The glory of God is the embodiment of divinity. The glory of God is the presence of God at work in your life. The glory of God is the one that makes you live at ease, no matter the situation that is happening around you. And as I'm talking to you right now, I want you to know that mountains can confront mighty men, but mountains will always bow before men with grace. Let me say again, mountain will, even as I'm talking to you right now, I know you might be confronted by different situations in life. You might be confronted by a sickness. You might be confronted by everything. But let me tell you something. As I'm talking to you right now, I see the grace of God touching your life. Why? Grace will come when you've come to your very end. When you've come to your breakdown, that is the time grace takes over and giving what you desire in life. I know you've got big dreams. I know there are things you aspire in life to achieve. I want to invite you to this morning that you need this grace I'm talking about. Grace will bring healing to your body, because we know from scriptures that Jesus took our place of sickness. He was bruised. Through his stripes, we are healed. Redemption brought us salvation. Redemption brought us a restoration. Redemption brought us healing. And that's why I want you to appreciate the need and the importance of the grace of God upon your life. Come on, say after me, Father, I need your grace. And I know some of you are watching, and you might be watching and so discouraged, so disappointed that things have not turned out, and you are almost closing the year, and you're wondering, Pastor, what can I do? I want to invite you. Nothing is too late when the grace of God at work. No one is too late when grace is at work. I know you've read in the Bible that God is resting, sat in heaven. But what brings God at work in your life is your desire to connect to the divinity. You cannot be stopped when God is at work in your life. No one can challenge you when God is at work in your life. And that's what I call grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. In Greek, we call it charis or charisma, meaning influence, meaning grace, meaning divine ability, meaning affluence. So it's not just the unmerited favor. You go deeper, it's influence. You have influence, you become so influential, although you look very small, but there is something that people cannot deny, and that is what I call grace. And I speak the grace of God upon your life. I want